We got Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund to talk about the ice fishing on Lake Gogebic. Thanks for some time today. How you been?
Oh, doing good, Adam. Thanks.
I actually got word that your conditions on the ice are actually far better than they are over here in Marquette County anyway. I want to get into that first on Lake Gogebic because the fishing reports have still really been good from your area, from the folks reaching out to me. So let's talk about it. I anticipated you telling me that it was just going to be unbelievably slushy out there, but it's not?
No, actually it got better. It tightened up. There's a few slush pockets out there, but nothing bad at all out there. It's actually pretty fishable right now.
Pretty amazing that three counties away, it's that much different than it is around here in the Marquette County area and Alger County. So, all right, let's talk about the ice thickness, though. Any word on if you're going to need extensions or not? How thick is the good ice?
We got about 12 inches ice out there, Adam, right now. And, you know, it can vary 9 to 12 to 15 inches, but we're down typically from normal. Usually it's probably 24 inches by this time. But with all that lake effect snow we had early, kind of insulated the ice, so we don't have ice like normal for this time of year.
So are there any access issues at all right now, or are all the access points pretty good?
Yeah, everything's really good. There's guys catching fish off the East Boat Launch, Gogebic Lodge area, Rookie Pine Point. Folks are even walking out catching some fish. Been good.
Awesome. All right. Well, you know, I want to get into some of these species, but I want to save the perch for the next outdoor report later this hour. Let's start with the walleye. You know, Lake Gogebic isn't really known as a big walleye fishery. It's more known for its perch. But you got good walleye fishing in there, too. And I actually heard about, what was it, a 26-incher that came out of the south end down by Marinesco?
I think a 27-inch won the walleye tournament this week, which was a nice fish this Saturday. He caught it. And there's a guy, some guy's catching some fish out in the deeper flats right now, catching walleyes. But there's not a lot of guys walleye fishing. They're just after these perch.
So what are they using to catch those kind of walleye there?
Sucker minnows, shiners off tip-ups. Some guys jig with jigging Rapalas, Swedish pimples, and stuff like that. Berglund Bay is kind of slow right now. Nobody's really catching too much up in the bay. It's all out in the deeper water.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get back on with you here later this hour and get into those teeter pigs and also talk about those crappies, which are underutilized too, and maybe hear a little bit more about that tournament at the Walleye Lodge. Can we get a little more time from you?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund. And stay tuned. We'll continue this Lake Gogebic ice fishing report right here on The Outdoor Show.